BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Eskom has promised a load-shedding-free winter. Group CEO Dan Morokane says only Stage 2 will be implemented in the worst-case scenario.
For this winter, as I indicated, below 13,000 megawatts of UCLF, we see no load shedding. As soon as we get into the range of 14,000 and then above to 15,000, we may see stage one, stage two days showing up, as I indicated earlier on. At worst, 15,000 megawatts, then frequency should be within 21 days.
Marokani was briefing the media on Eskom's winter outlook today. He says he'll be able to pull it. Blackout-free winter due to the return of a few units at Medupi and Kusile power stations.
We have some big units that are coming back. We've Kusile Unit 6 that is synchronized going through the towards its commercial operation date. Impressive performance. It's already reached its maximum send-out capacity in the last 10 days. Medupi is in its final stages of commissioning, and all that capacity was not there when we tackled last winter, and it will be an additional tool in our arsenal for this winter.
In other news, KZN police have raised concerns over growing levels of intolerance, which they say drives up assault cases in the province. Recent crime stats show both common assault and assault with the intent to cause grievous bodily harm have increased.
Currently, there is a rising number of assault cases in communities within the Chatsworth Policing Precinct. Police have found that most cases are countercharges between neighbors and relatives who fail to resolve issues amicably and end up assaulting each other. There are also several cases of violation of protection order emanating from neighbors, relatives and acquaintances who filed the protection order against each other following acts of violence.
Provincial SAPS spokesperson Robert Nechiwunda says the rise of road rage incidents is also contributing to the spike. He says while police will continue to respond, resources spent on these cases could be better used to tackle more serious violent crimes.
Police are urging residents of KwaZulu-Natal to avoid unnecessary arguments and be good neighbours.
In the Western Cape, the woman arrested for the arson attack on the Middelpos home of convicted kidnapper Kelly Smith will remain behind bars until next week. She briefly appeared before the Friedenberg Magistrates Court today. Smith's home was allegedly set alight just hours after she and two others were convicted of the kidnapping and human trafficking of her six-year-old daughter, Jocelyn. And abroad, the United Arab Emirates will introduce artificial intelligence lessons for school children of all ages. The Prime Minister says it will start in the next academic year from as early as preschool level. It's the latest initiatives to stay at the technology's forefront, rather. And in February, the UAE pledged 30 billion euros to build a giant AI data center in France. Your top story this hour, Eskom has promised a load-shedding-free winter. In a media briefing today, Group CEO Dan Morokane says only Stage 2 will be implemented in the worst-case scenario. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.